DW Learning by Ear. Listen up. Shape your future.
Hello there, and welcome to another exciting new series of Crime Fighters called Uneasy Choices. It was written by Pinado Adama Waba. It's the story of people from a farming community in a small African town called Magaria. This town has been hit by frequent floods and cholera outbreaks, especially during the rainy season when the farmers want to be planting and looking forward to a fruitful harvest. The situation has gotten worse in recent years because of the effects of climate change. For a long time, the community lacked the resources to do anything about this situation. This year, however, funding has been secured to help improve the lives of the people. This is really exciting for young people in the community, like Hajara and her friends Karima and Sabitu. The three teenagers are taking a gap year from their studies at university and are keen volunteers at the newly established Community Health and Environmental Office. In this first episode entitled Something Doesn't Sound Right, we join Karima as she visits her friend Munira, whose daughter is suffering from cholera.
Oh, Karima, Aisha is getting worse. I don't know what to do. I'm so scared.
Calm down, Munira. I brought you something to treat your daughter and stop her getting dehydrated. This will help her a lot. They are oral rehydration salts, ORS for short. Look, they are very easy to administer. All you do is pour the contents of the pack into water and stir. Here, let me show you.
Okay. Oh, you are right. This is really easy.
Yes, but if you don't have ORS at hand, all you need to do is take a liter of boiled water, add 6 level spoonfuls of sugar and 1 level spoonful of salt and stir. Let's give this to Aisha now.
Okay. Drink as much as you can, Aisha.
Yeah, it's very good for her.
Yeah, drink some more. That's good. Ah, Karima, thank you for coming. I'm sorry, I'm delaying you from going to your meeting with the mayor.
Oh, no, it's nothing, Munira. I'm glad you called. Actually, I can't even go to the meeting anymore. Our boss has asked me to stay in the office with Sabitu. We have to work on a presentation we want to give to the African Development Bank. It's about our multisectoral approach to tackling cholera.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You were really looking forward to that meeting.
Yeah, but it's okay. We'll hear everything later. Let's just take care of Aisha for now.
I'm so afraid.
Shh. Please don't say anything.
That's how we lost her father, at almost the same time last year. And now this?
You know, what happens with cholera is that bacteria secretes something toxic in the intestine. It prevents the body from retaining water. That's why liquids just go straight through.
It's awful.
Yes, we cannot survive without water in our bodies. So you need to make sure Aisha gets a lot of water, even if she's not thirsty. This solution helps the body retain the fluid.
If only we'd had all this information last year, or even the year before.
Don't worry, Munira. Everything will be okay. I have to leave now. I don't want to keep Sabitu waiting. I'll let you know when the immunization program starts so you can take part. It will go a long way towards preventing the disease.
Thank you so much, Karima.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't think Hajara will manage to stay cool during the meeting with the mayor. She'll definitely show her cheeky side.
And none of us will be there to keep her focused. Trust me, though, you'll hear about it from Bubaka if she steps out of line.
Aha, Bubaka, the big boss. What's the deal with him? Have you noticed how sneaky and weird he is?
Yes, he's always defending the mayor. I really don't understand him.
Me neither. I hope Hajara gets along okay with everyone.
I just hope she doesn't come off as being rude to the mayor. You know, she thinks he has an ulterior motive for stalling on the project.
Well, They should have started on them much earlier. Constructing new drains, installing additional water pumps, even barricades to prevent flooding. I think Ajara's right. The mayor is wasting too much time.
Yes.
I think the fact that Ajara is studying environmental science is making her even more passionate about this. She knows a lot of the details.
Exactly. Just yesterday, she was telling me people used to think the bacteria that caused cholera couldn't survive long in a clean environment. But apparently, new research has shown that changes in the weather mean bacteria are adapting and surviving longer because of the rise in temperature.
It's going to be really hard to eradicate this disease. We need new infrastructure in order to be successful.
Yes, we really need the multisectoral approach we are working on.
Well, I guess we'd better focus so we can put everything together before their meeting ends.
All right, let's begin. Your committee has been doing remarkable work, Bubaka. Thanks to you, the people of our town now know a lot more about cholera and how to prevent it.
I'm only doing my job, Mr. Mayor.
And thank you, Dr. Arif, for being part of the team and providing medical advice. It's unfortunate that we have a few cases of the disease already.
Only 2 cases, sir. They've been contained now. We didn't even put the sick in the hospital.
Dr. Arif, why aren't they in hospital?
For fear of further contamination. We were worried the disease might spread to other patients who'd come in for different reasons.
I see.
For now, we think it's better to isolate them at home as a preventive measure, while ensuring that family members are safe and well-informed. Then, after the immunization program has been implemented, we can admit cases to hospital. By then, we'll have put the required facilities in place.
I hear you have an update for me?
Yes, sir. We fear that the number of cases is likely to rise if we don't put some new infrastructure in place. For example, more gutters and waterways, so that after each rainfall, no matter how heavy, the water will flow freely without collecting in pools that could harbor bacteria.
And this has to happen right now. Why hasn't it started yet?
Ajara, I don't know
Mr. if... Mr. Mayor, we really need to put more money into constructing those gutters and providing water pumps with clean drinking water.
Young lady, you know nothing about politics. So please hold your tongue. Ladies and gentlemen, let me be honest with you. I'm worried. What if we don't get any more money from the government?
But what about the money the town has received already? Why haven't you kept the promises you made?
Bubaka, what is this insolent girl doing here?
Sir, she's part of the committee and...
Then she should take notes or something and speak only when she's asked for her opinion. This isn't a student union or some other such circus.
Sir, I'm only... I'm only stating the obvious.
Ajara, are you all right?
It's my asthma. I need to get my inhaler. Okay. It should be better now. Mr. Mayor, as I was saying, the capital projects are our only chance of getting out of this situation alive.
Young woman, there's a lot of political uncertainty in the capital. You simply have no idea how these things work.
But, sir, I know what I'm talking about.
Excuse me, please. I have to take this. This is an important call. We'll have to end the meeting here.
But, sir...
You heard him. Let's just go. I'll book us another appointment.
But Bubaka, we still have so much to discuss.
I said it's okay.
What? Wow.
Let's go.
Your Excellency, how are you doing, sir? Sorry, I was having a meeting with the health committee.
Mr. Mayor, listen to me. We need to talk. This is serious.
This mysterious call ends the first episode of Uneasy Choices, a crime fighter story about cholera. Who was the man on the phone, and why did the mayor suddenly end the meeting to take his call? Will Munira's daughter Aisha be okay? And will there be a new cholera outbreak as Ajara fears? Join us for the next episode to find out. Goodbye for now, and take care.